Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Podcasting Badass. It's your host, Sober Steve, the podcast guy. And I am here today with another excellent tune-up episode. This one is with Evelina. I know her from my local networking group in town, and I was so excited to talk with her about not only her one show, but about her two shows, which leads to the amazing topic about manageability, because many of my clients and many of my listeners are entrepreneurs or running small businesses and are living very active and full lives, both professionally and personally. And so finding the time to do a podcast well is oftentimes a concern of my clients. So this is a great example or lesson in manageability and creating a consistent and easy to manage workflow. There are some amazing tips and tricks in here for any podcaster. So I hope you enjoy the episode, and I encourage you, if you are looking to grow your show that's already out there, I'm doing these free tune-ups still for anyone interested in growing their show with a free bit of coaching. You get a full half hour coaching session with me, and then a small portion turns into the episodes you'll hear, like today's, and the rest is just awesome, super secret nuggets for you to use to expand and double and 5x and 10x your downloads. And if you're interested in starting a new podcast but haven't yet, you can also reach out to me for a free brainstorming session so that we can talk out what those barriers are that are stopping you from starting your podcast and how we can get it to launch successfully. So you can get and sign up for both of those at www.sobersteve.com. Definitely apply today, and I look forward to chatting with you, because there is no reason that your podcast shouldn't be not only existing, but being heard by the right people and getting the downloads that you need to be able to consider your podcast a success and be making money off of it. So reach out today at SoberSteve.com. And in the meantime, enjoy this episode of Podcasting Badass. Hey there, Podcasting Badasses. It's Steve here with Evelina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I had the pleasure of getting to know you in real life through RGA, an amazing networking group here in the Sarasota area. But why don't you introduce yourself to my audience as well as what your podcast is?
Yeah, so my name is Evelina. I'm a life coach for immigrants. I'm originally from Poland. And the name of my podcast is Empowerment for Immigrants. I also have a podcast in Polish language for those of you that speak Polish. It's called Silna Polka w Stanach, a strong Polish woman in the U.S., what that means.
Okay, I never would have known what that meant. And yeah, so you won't have to talk about finding your niche in this episode because you already know that very well. So with your podcast, when we were talking about it, you discussed that one of your biggest pain points right now is your downloads, that you'd like to have more downloads. Is that correct?
That's it.
All right. And that is something that most podcasters would love. It's one of those things where even when our downloads grow, we're like, let's grow them more and more. But what would you say, in your opinion, being the one behind the microphone, has been one of the things that might be stopping your downloads right now? Where have you been struggling with your podcast?
I've had my podcast for quite some time, especially the one Empowerment for Immigrants. And it feels like there isn't much feedback coming back towards me, right? And I am not advertising it enough. I feel like not enough people know that I even exist. And that's really the issue here. It's not that I don't talk about things that matter. It's more about that not enough people have a chance to learn that there is even valuable content in there for them and could really make a big difference to them.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I definitely, looking at your podcast, Empowerment for Immigrants, I can see, and knowing you and the way that you work and the work that you do as a life coach, it just changes lives. I love it. There are certainly ways that we can help you grow, I believe, in terms of the search engine optimization. But I'm also curious, when you started the podcast, because I see there's between about 35 to 40 episodes in that range. Does that sound correct?
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm. First of all, congratulations. That already put you in close to the top 50% of podcasters in terms of the ability to stick it out. Most people really give up very quickly. So you need to give yourself a big pat on the back for keeping it going for this long, because that is amazing. When you first were planning the first couple episodes, how frequent did you plan to release the episode?
Oh, I thought that it will be once a week and that it was just too much work. And my episodes are too long, I feel like. Most of them are over half an hour, which is like too much talking, I think.
Yeah. And tell me about your episodes. With the fact that by day when you're not podcasting, you are a life coach for immigrant women, especially. I mean, you can coach anyone and you do a fabulous at it, but that's kind of your niche with coaching. Are these people, when you have these people on and do interviews about how far they've come, are they your clients or people who have worked with you in the past, or how do you find them?
Not really. It's been interesting. It's been one of those things where I sometimes find them in networking, through different networking opportunities, or I find them in different groups. Like I have one of the last interviews I did recently was with a Polish woman that was a ballerina. When she came to the US, she was a professional ballet dancer in Poland. And then eventually she became a US Army officer. And she has written a book about it. Her biography is just so beautifully written. And there is a lot of wisdom in there. I mean, talking about perseverance and just being flexible. Her story is just absolutely incredible. And she keeps on getting these literary rewards because she has written it so well, you know? So that's one example. This is someone that I have found in a group for Polish women on Facebook.
That's excellent. And you said that it sounds like you're very confident in the quality of the episodes and the content, correct?
I am not always confident in it. Sometimes I doubt. Is it deep enough? Is it wise enough that they're getting? If it's an episode that I am doing by myself, then I have more control over it. And I have found that sometimes if I'm doing an interview and I just like, or I want to get more guests to interview, sometimes people will come just to promote and I'm looking for deeper wisdom and I'm having a hard time finding it in a pre-interview process. And then I'm like, okay, I'm digging from one side to the other, and I'm not seeing anything that would be like really specific, like a specific gem of some sort that is, you know, very unique to this particular person. And yeah, that's where I struggle sometimes. I feel like it's almost like I need a better question for myself as I'm talking to someone. The inner dialogue within me has to be more clear. I have to have questions for myself as I'm talking to them.
I relate. Like, I've been there before. But in terms of having confidence in content that you're doing, I know that, I mean, half an hour episode doing a solo episode, I know people do it. I know and have seen some nonfiction documentary like podcasts that do hours and hours long episodes. There's no sort of set length of an episode is too long or too short. Personally, I like to keep my episodes smaller because I target business people. And so I know that if we're working, having bite-sized episodes rather than longer episodes is good. But if you're talking with people who have extra time on their hands, the longer that you're having them engaged in listening is also really important. So if you can have them listen to a full 40 minutes, that's beautiful, but you also want to make sure that if you're making a 40-minute episode, that they're listening to the entire thing. In terms of looking at your statistics, also, you know, and we mentioned that you wanted to start off doing it weekly. What happened as time went on? Would you say, is it still weekly today?
No, it's not. Yeah. Now it's more like, if it's a good month, then it's two episodes per month on each podcast, which makes it weekly, right? Because I have two podcasts, so I actually really work weekly. Today, it's more about creating a foundation where it actually happens every week. And it's more about being smart and strategic on where the listeners are coming from and how I am in charge of that element, the marketing, right? Not just kind of throwing it out there and hoping that someone will find me, but being more proactive.
Yeah. And when your episodes do come out, how do you share them with people or talk about them?
I share them on my social media accounts. I don't talk about it enough. It's, you know, I have the like episode pages on my website, but I feel like, especially for the podcast Empowerment for Immigrants, that one, I have not done almost any social media promoting like in different groups, like almost at all. The one that is for Polish women specifically, that's where I have done more advertising. So when I create a new episode, I'll go into different groups and I'll share and invite, you know, people to listen. And I'll put the links to specific more popular players, podcast players in the comments. Like, that's been pretty much what I do. But that it does not seem like it's enough either.
Yeah, and I mean, social media is tricky because, like with podcasting, those two things, consistency is really the key to success. What I oftentimes I've noticed, even when I take a week off for one reason or another, which I did in my first podcast and I learned to stop doing, is that it's not even that I lose the number of listeners I would have had if I kept going. You lose more than that every time that it's not a week to week, because the beauty and power of podcasting a lot of times is that you become part of people's routines when they love your show. When they first discover it, they'll get really excited. And oftentimes you'll have people that download every single episode and listen to you and love you. But what happens after that is they say, okay, great. Now, when does her next episode come out? And if your episodes come out, let's say every Thursday, they're going to figure out sometime between Thursday and Friday a time to listen to you. And if there's a week that goes by and you're not there for them, they might be like, oh no, what happened? They might check your socials and see if there was an announcement. Oh, there's no episode this week. But if they don't do that, then like, where did she go? And if it happens like 2 or 3 weeks in a row, then the question starts happening, is the podcast still going on? Like, she okay? Is she in the hospital? I don't know where she is. And I fell in love with this person from listening to the first 35 episodes that she did when she was doing it weekly. And now she's not posting regularly. I've had listeners literally like concerned about me when I miss an episode. When you become part of their routine is when you're going to have them calling you for those consultations and also engaging in your social media and talking to you about the episodes, because at that point, like, you've built that relationship with them, even if you don't even realize it, because the more episodes you have, the easier it is for new people to really fall in love with you because they have that backlog, which you're growing steadily. But you want to make sure that you're still showing up for them week by week. I'm sure if these two podcasts were one of your main business drivers, that you'd be a lot more excited about getting on these episodes and doing it weekly and talking about it, because it was income producing. So some ways that I feel like you can kind of combine them both as you go forward so that you can kind of work on it. Because I would guess that you probably each week, though, are running into potential new clients on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah.
And that you might even be doing a couple of consultations a week. I'm sure one of those women that you're going to be having a consultation with each week would be more than happy to let you record their voice as you give them a free coaching session or a consultation about what it can be, even if it's your 8-question life survey, but give them the chance where they can get some coaching from you for free before you start working with them. But you're also recording it so that you could turn it into an episode for your podcast. That's a coaching style episode. So you're not having to make a whole new batch of content of what can I talk about. It's going to be the work that you're already doing. You're just turning it into content for work. And then having that as your content will be letting your listeners know exactly what it is that you do. I know that you're not the only life coach I've talked to that has said the biggest struggle that we get over when we're finding new clients is trying to get them to understand what it is that we do. What does the process look like? And a lot of times after we do our consultation and we show our wheel or our whatever trick that we do for our freebie, even they're like, okay, great, but what is 30 days? What is 60 days? What does 90 days look like? So having these people that even right from the start get comfortable being recorded with this coaching, that same person you can have back on the podcast 45 or 60 days in or 90 days in from working with you and interview her again or do another coaching with her on the show, so that then you can also see, like, this is the coaching that I did when we started working together. After you hit record and got that episode, your listeners loved it, but she also signed with you. Near the end of her time working with you, you do a follow-up episode where she can share how you've changed her life through coaching with you. So they get to see the beginning and the end result. And at that point, the only real mystery is the middle. And if they want to figure out the middle, they got to dish out the money to you first. But that way you get to show them what the beginning and the middle of your process looks like to help get them excited about the idea of working with you, so that as they're listening to these episodes that are telling stories that they can relate to, and the advice you give one client will be helpful for not just that one client, but also hundreds of other people. You know, these people are going to love your episodes, but they're also going to then at that point know who you are and what it is working with you is like, and they're going to want to do it.
That's a great idea. But what came to my mind is that what I could make much easier for me is if I take the same topic and just translate it. And, you know, so simplify it that way for myself. So I'm not coming up with these different subjects. And recording in Polish language, it's my first language, it's so much easier. So, yeah, I think that will speed it up. And another thing, I know we have talked about it before, is that I have been also creating a recording of the actual podcast video recording and posting it as a video on YouTube, which is like doing the double work, right? Because it's already on YouTube as a podcast. So I think that time that I've been spending doing that could really shift into just working on podcasts themselves and the episodes and the quality and the frequency of the podcast.
Yeah. One program that I would really recommend that saves my life in terms of the back end with social media that I recommend to everyone, if you're not terribly afraid that AI is going to take over the world and kill us all, is Opus Clip. It's O-P-U-S Clip, C-L-I-P. But what I love about it is I would still recommend doing the video for your podcast, but rather than uploading it and doing show notes and everything into YouTube, plug it into Opus Clip, and what it does is it takes the most virally sounding parts of that episode and turns them into social media reels that then from within that app, you can click the scheduler and schedule when those are going to be posted to your social media account. Nice. And so when you're done with your episode, take the video and put it into Opus Clip. And just pick your 3 or 4 posts that you want to do for it, schedule them out, and you can get your social media for an entire week, then in probably half an hour after you're done uploading the episodes. So it saves you so much time where then you don't have to think about it the rest of the week. You can work on getting more clients and more business.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll send you and I'll put in the show notes for everyone, but I do have a link to get you a discount off of your first purchase with that. But it has been a lifesaver for me. It went from I have all of my social media for the week for both podcasts already scheduled. And you just feel lighter when you know that no matter what, your content's going to be shared where it needs to get shared. So it feels good.
Awesome.
Now, in terms of another way that you can consider making two podcasts at once manageable, is I know that weekly is oftentimes the golden rule or the golden thing a lot of people will say, but I say that consistency is more important than a weekly podcast. And so especially knowing that you're doing two and that knowing that some of those women are going to be listening to both podcasts, possibly, that as long as you're communicating with your audience, say, starting this week, I promise that I will give you an episode every other Tuesday or every other Wednesday, but whatever day, as long as you're communicating it to them, that is one way where, again, could you be getting downloads and growing faster? But if it's unmanageable, that won't work to do it weekly for two shows. But if that makes it easier so that each week you're focusing on one show, that's one thing that could help your show grow or both shows grow at the same time. And another one would be batching content, which would be doing 2 or 3 episodes at the same time. So that one Sunday, maybe for if you're doing on your, you know, the foreign language speaking one, if you're doing mostly solo episodes, just sit there for an hour and record 3 or 4 episodes and do all of them all at once again. Then you can just schedule them out and they're done so that you're not doing it weekly. Because I know what it feels like, and I know that's easier said than done sometimes, but when you're able to do that and you don't feel like Sisyphus anymore, pushing that boulder up the hill every single week where we're going, I have to do a new episode and I have to do the new social media content. And it doesn't give you the chance to really then when the episodes come out and you do your posts to then go back to those posts later and like and comment and engage and reply quickly and do all the things that you want to be doing with your listeners and your audience to grow because you're working on making more content. But batching your content is a lifesaver as well, for sure.
I can see myself doing it, especially if I don't do half an hour episodes, but like 15 minutes. That's way more doable.
All right. And out of all of those little tidbits, what would you say was your biggest takeaway from this conversation?
I think 3 things. One is to record the consultation and then do it in a way where record a consultation, but then also do a follow-up episode with a client that's already going through my program. That's huge. Another one is to do it in batches. Right. That will be really big as well. And the last one is that my episodes need to be shorter. It will make a big difference. I know it already because it's when you're doing half an hour episode, it means that you have to write at least that's the way I do it, right? Because I'm sharing specific concepts. So I do research and I write it and I record it. And it is my second language. English is my second language. Mm-hmm. Just sit down there and talk. I can do that in Polish. With English, I have more insecurities around how I speak. And so there's a lot more work, right, that goes into it. So I want to say that, yes, batching, recording consultations, and then shorter episodes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on and letting us chat it out a bit. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Yeah. And listeners, I will make sure to link over to both of her podcasts for you in the show notes so that you can click on over and listen to what I have a feeling sounds like it might be bi-weekly episodes of each show real soon. All right. Thank you. And keep on podcasting, you badasses.